Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody around the world can hear what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody. Everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it started off about 60 degrees this morning, and as the day went on, it went up to about 75 degrees. We have a small wind advisory blowing with 10-mile-an-hour winds that have been blowing throughout the city of Las Vegas. And later on this evening, we figured the weather's going to go down to about 50 degrees. So the cold air is starting to arrive in Las Vegas. The desert is starting to get cold as we have hot weather in the desert in Las Vegas. But now the weather is receding and we're getting cold weather now. So everybody, if you come to Vegas, make sure you're bringing your long sleeve jacket, your long sleeve shirts and sweaters, and your long pants, because it's cold out here in Las Vegas at night. The weather is cold, and it's getting colder as we're entering holiday season. That's right, this is October. So we will be entering Halloween at the end of the month. And in November, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving. And in December, we will be celebrating Christmas, the month that G-Money was born and Jesus Christ was born. And we came to bring joy and happiness to the world. That's how we do it. I'm G Money, and I'm wishing you a happy holiday season as we're entering the holiday season. So that's it for G Money's weather report right here in Las Vegas in 2021. Okay, now let's talk sports. DJ Papa D, how about the sports report on today's sports?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
Buy me some peanuts and crackers. Jack, I don't care if they never come back. What's up, G-Money?
Hey, what's up, DJ Papa D? What's going on with you, man?
Same old stuff. Some major something's happening in Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox beat the Houston Astros yesterday to move ahead in their series 2-1. So Boston leads that series 2-1 after Game 3. And the Braves and the Dodgers play Game 3 today, and they're still the Braves are still ahead in that series 2-0.
Whoa. It looks like the Dodgers got their work cut out for them to come back to win the series. And I was kind of hoping Houston was going to beat Boston, but that's kind of like a tough road to win either. Also, because that's not looking good for the Houston Astros. Okay, well, that's the baseball report for our sports report today on Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. So, let's talk NFL football. We had a game last night. So, who played last night and what was the final score of the game?
Well, last night the Tennessee Titans beat the Buffalo Bills 34-31, so it was a close game. You bet on the Bills and over, and it was the Titans and over, which for you brought your total wins for week 6 to 8. So in week 6, you won 8 out of 14 games.
Wow, that means I lost 6 games. That's not a good week. Wow. In my little football pool I got going where I'm living, my roommate won 10 games. No, he won 12 games. And the girls that were beating me, they ended up winning 10 games. 3 girls won 10 games. And they beat me. I can't believe it. I'm shocked. I can't understand why the teams I picked played so bad. It was good games, though. It was good games. Buffalo and Tennessee played a good game. And Buffalo is number one in their league. But I think Tennessee is going to take over the first place spot in that division. So we have to wait and see what's going on in the NFL because these teams are playing really good. All right. Well, that's the Las Vegas Sports Report for G-Money Sports Report today on October 19th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls. But you need to come check me out.
Mm-hmm.
okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal.
And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody around the world can hear the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I guess now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa G, play the story, and we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute. You know, I was born and raised in South Central L.A. on 65th and Western, 65th Place and Western. And they had 2 elementary schools within my school area, school district. It was 59th Street School where I went to kindergarten. And then they had 74th Street School, which was south of where I lived. So we had those 2 elementary schools in my neighborhood, and either the kids that their parents didn't have a lot of money, they sent the kids to the free public school. And so they went to either 59th Street School or they went to 74th Street School. Well, I was born and raised on 65th between Western and Van Ness. And on 70th and Van Ness, there was a Catholic elementary school. And the people in my neighborhood that had a little money sent their kids to St. Anselm's Elementary School. And it went from first grade to eighth grade. And they had 1 junior high school in all of the area, and it was a public junior high school that went 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, it was Man Junior High School. Now, I'm not going to tell you the history of Horace Mann, but it was a tough school. If you went to Horace Mann, you had to be a tough kid to get along with the people at Horace Mann. So we had the elementary school on the north end of where I live on 59th Street, and then you come up 8 blocks, and you go to my house, which was on 65th Street, 65th Place, because they had a 65th Street also in my neighborhood. And then you go up to 74th Street, where the other elementary school, the public elementary school, was, and that was like 11 blocks from my house. So those were the 2 elementary schools. And Horace Mann Junior High School was on 69th Street, which was just 4 blocks away from my house. I went to St. Anselm's Elementary School. And St. Anselm's was on Van Ness. It was on 70th and Van Ness. And it went all the way to Florence, which was the main street on the top of my neighborhood. So my neighborhood was Western on the east side to Van Ness on the west side, and from Gage Avenue on the north side to Florence on the south side. So I was living in the middle of those areas. And we had the 2 elementary schools that were public, 59th Street School and 74th Street School. And then we had the 1 big junior high school, which was Horace Mann Junior High School,
And then we had the one Catholic elementary school that went from to eighth grade. Well, my parents had a little money, so I got to go to St. Anselm. I went to 59th Street School for kindergarten, and then when I went to the first grade, I got transferred to St. Anselm Elementary School. So that's where I spent the next 8 years at St. Anselm. And it was a good school. I mean, we got good education, and we even got a religious education. And they had sports and everything. So I played all the sports, football, baseball, and basketball. And I was a Cub Scout and a Weeblo Scout and a Boy Scout. And I was in Christian education, where I was an altar boy at the church, which means I served Mass on Sunday and different days of the week with the priest. Now, the priest lived in a house behind the church. It's called the rectory, and it has a yard, and it has a carport to park two vehicles. But across the street from the school is a convent, which all the nuns that were the school teachers at the school lived. And it was the only two-story building on that whole block. And they had a garage where they parked their car that they drove for whatever occasions they needed to go take care of. So they were right across the street.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Today is a celebration to celebrate the life of our mother. At the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world. So she finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she was on the Queen's Court. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So she graduated from the university, and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father. And in 1955, they got married. And in 56, she had her first baby. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me. And I'm my mother's first and oldest child. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
My mother was there all the time. And when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run!" And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket, and she made pants. Maybe 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit. thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA. She was married for 58 years.
She raised 4 hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
The thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us when we didn't want to do stuff. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
She's got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her. Because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do. And she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved.
She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Mom, what, how can we get this? Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
And yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ. I appreciate it, and I love you, and I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama. Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard.
by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year in 2021. Welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, today we're celebrating the death of our general, Colin Powell. He died 2 days ago from a couple of medical complications. And today we're flying the flag on all of the federal buildings and the state buildings throughout the United States in memory of General Colin Powell. He was a black man that served under like 5 administrations, heading a lot of the military efforts in the wars from Vietnam to a couple of the other wars that we were in. And he died of major medical complications. And he was 84 when he died. And he died this past Saturday, which was the 14th, I think it was the 16th of October, 2021. And we're going to say we give our condolences to his family and to all of the members of the armed forces that he served to protect our United States of America. May he rest in peace in the house of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, Colin Powell. General, 4-star General Colin Powell. All right. Well, now it's time, I guess, for me to talk to my fan club members, to talk to my friends and family members and my fan club members that are listening to today's radio show. I want to say today is our $50 cash giveaway contest. On Tuesday, October 19th, and the goal of today's contest is set to be the 20th. Yes, we'll go with the 20th caller to call into the radio station, and if you're the 20th caller, you could win $50 cash prize. That's right. This is our $50 cash giveaway contest on Tuesday. You don't have to name any movie. You don't have to name any music, the titles to any songs. All you got to do is be the 20th caller today on October 19th, 2021, and you can win $50 cash money. That's all you got to do is see the 20th caller to call into the radio station, and you can win $50 cash. So you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station. And DJ Papa D, play one of my songs. How about playing 65 is where I reside for our listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Sixty-five, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girl to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside. To my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked, and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again, because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down, and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too.
We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on. There were three men waiting in the waiting room for a job interview. So the interviewer walked in the waiting room and got one of the men and took him back into his office, sat him behind the desk, and told him, okay, this job is for an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him. And he said, you don't have any ears. And the man said, ow, get out of here. And he sent the man out the room. So then the interviewer went back into the waiting room and got the next guy and brought him into the interview room and sat him behind the desk and said, this is an observation position, so tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And he said, ow, get out of here. And the man walked out. But when he walked out, he went to talk to the third guy that was waiting to be interviewed, and he said, hey, man, the guy that's going to interview you doesn't have any ears, but I would try not to say anything about that because he seems to be kind of sensitive about the fact that he doesn't have any ears. So whatever you do, try not to say anything about his ears, and I think you can get the job. And the guy said, man, thanks a lot. That's good looking out. I appreciate the heads up. All right. And I'm going to look after you if I get the job, man. Yeah, that's good looking out. Thank you very much. So the man left. And the interviewer walked out and got the third guy and took him into the interview room, sat him behind the desk, and he said, this job is for an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him. And he said, you wear contact lenses. And the interviewer was like, wow, that's amazing. I haven't had anybody ever say anything like that to me. Wow, that's just fascinating observation. Oh, what made you think of that? And the man said, well, you can't wear any glasses on your head because you don't have any ears to hold the glasses up.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an international worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to give away the $50 cash prize for my Tuesday 20th caller. And, oh, there's no 20th caller. Oh, they stopped at 18. Come on, people. You got to call all the way through to win the prize. You can't stop short. If I'm looking for caller number 20, you have to be the 20th caller. So we don't have a winner today. We can put the money up till Thursday's radio show. And at 3 o'clock, we'll try to give away $50 cash money next Thursday for our $50 cash giveaway. But anyway, so we don't have a winner today. All right. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. We're celebrating General Colin Powell's death. This weekend he passed, and he was he was 84 years old young when he died. But he worked under 5 presidential administrations as he was in charge of the war effort and the political effort around the United States. So our condolences to the Powell family and to all of the soldiers that served under his command as being a 5-star general. All right. Well, I want to thank my brothers, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer, helping me out with the sports report, playing the music and playing the story. And I want to thank DJ Big Nash for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow the activities I'm talking about. I appreciate the help from my 2 brothers, because it's a family affair. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. All right. And before we get out of here, we want to tell everybody, make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you get your vaccination shot. And make sure you wash your hands. And when you're in a crowd, make sure you maintain social distance from the people you're walking around. Because some of those people may not be wearing a mask, and some of them may be actually contagious with the virus where they didn't get the vaccination shot. So you got to be careful when you're walking in crowds so that you don't collect anything that you didn't leave the house with. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm saying God loves you, and I love you too. And I'll see you again on Thursday for our radio show and Thursday night football. And watch the baseball game, because we're getting ready to go into the World Series. So watch the game. And hopefully the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to win for the National League and the Houston Astros will win in the American League. And it'll be Houston playing L.A. for the World Series again. All right, DJ Papa D, let's play a song before we get out of here. And before we pray.
Hey, what's up, D-Money? I thought you might want to do some birthdays today.
Oh, sure. If I have some fans or some friends that are celebrating their birthday today on the 19th of October, sure. Let's give them a shout.
Happy birthday to Eugene S. Manns, Jr. Happy birthday to Charlene Matt, to Shonda Gordon, who's 48 years old today. Mariette Wade has a birthday today. Jazz Evans Tunnel has a birthday today. Happy birthday, sir. Donna Ross Douglas is 58 years old today. J.M. Alexander is 49 years old today. He's a 60. Cedric Wells has a birthday today. Sunny Sunshine is 45 years old today. Al Hayes, 44. Pat Jones, who is a Zeta, is 62 years old today. Wanda Marshall Smith has a birthday today. Dakari Wilcox is 39 years old today. And last but not least, Melanie Joy has a birthday today. Happy birthday, everyone, for October 19th, 2021.
All right. Happy birthday to my brat and to my Sora, my sister. Happy birthday to you and to all the other Greek and sorority sisters in the family that are celebrating their birthday today. And I want to say happy birthday to all the GGIs. Yes, all of you goddamn individuals. Boy, I'm telling you, you were too good to join a fraternity or pleasure front. So you're a GGI. You're an individual. So we give you recognition for just being who you are. But today is your special day. And I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, y'all. Today is your day. So happy birthday. Make sure you get some today. I mean, you know, tell your special person, your secret other, that you deserve some special treatment today. Because it's your birthday. You know, get some cake or some ice cream or some candy or some pie or something like that. You know, get some for your birthday. Because it's your day. So make sure you get some. And you tell them you want a big piece of something. Woo! Happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday. Well, I'm G-Money, and I'm out of here. I'll see you on Thursday for another exciting radio show. Happy birthday to all of those that are celebrating their birthday today. And we're going to pray because we need to get rid of this virus and we need to shut down the people that have contracted the virus and are suffering because of the disease. So, DJ Papa D, play my prayer for us. As we pray, I'm G Money, Reverend G Money, and I'm praying for all of the people that are suffering from the virus around the world. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.